Now, it might seem crazy to say this, but over in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, you'd be forgiven for getting the impression that people don't know there's a war on. It looks like business as usual in the hip coffee shops, just like the kind you'd find in Portland or New York. But listen closely, and the conversations between baristas are far from routine. Here's how journalist and Kiev resident Alex Klimanov describes it.
If you go to any place in Kiev, you would see that life seems just about normal. You won't see much difference from any other peaceful times. But if you look under the surface, you realize that the war is pretty much on everyone's mind. And if you start listening to bits of conversations from people passing by, you will realize that a lot of their talking between each other or on the phone is about the war. You will catch words like wounded or sent to the east or was killed. This situation that's completely unknown in front of them, that everybody feels pretty strained and is really nervous.
So, Alex, as you're saying, there's this real incongruity between what seems to be a normal life and kind of real life. I imagine this must really show up on social media between tweeting and Facebook and things like that, right? Because on Facebook, we want to show only our best selves.
My Facebook feed is really a mixture of war and peace. I mean, some people are still taking their vacations. They go on a ski vacation, post their photographs, and those pictures appear right next to pictures of sheer carnage there in eastern Ukraine. So it's really tragic, and it's very difficult to switch from one to the other.
So, Alex, you've got this war going on, economy kind of in trouble at the moment. Are people there in Kiev questioning whether the revolution was worth it?
People are questioning it, but mostly the understanding is that it was worth doing it. People in Ukraine, they are very sorry that so many thousands of lives have been lost, and they really hope that these lives have not been lost in vain. And they know that the war situation is not because of the internal processes in Ukraine. It's because Russian leaders, they decided to take revenge on Ukrainians who are trying to break away from the Soviet-like, mafia-like tradition of governance and just want to create a normal democratic society in their country.
Alex, I wonder if when all is said and done, will there still be a Ukraine as we know it now? Or might there be some sort of eastern and western parts of what was Ukraine?
There's no geographical rift in Ukraine. It is very wrong to think that Ukrainians are somehow divided along the language or ethnic lines. Not at all. People throughout Ukraine live in peace. People who speak Russian, Ukrainian, Hungarian, Greek, Polish, there are really no problems. There have never been any reports of any violence toward any ethnic group. Not any single person has been attacked because they spoke Russian. In any part of Ukraine, it's only in that easternmost tip of the country that actually got invaded by forces sponsored by Russia that Ukraine got this crisis. And if it wasn't for that, Ukraine would be remodeling itself, would be trying to somehow reform itself as a unified country. And people still support the idea that this should remain one unified country. So hopefully, if we can bring this crisis to the end, Ukraine will remain the same in terms of its borders, but it will be very different in terms of people's spirit.
Journalist Alex Klimanov in Kiev.